we got to support Joy Division at the Winter Gardens. So it was quite a meteoric rise, and that was the highlight of our career, really, was playing with Joy Division. And they were lovely. Really, really nice band. And they shared all their backstage food and drink with us. They just cut it in half, all the pallets of beer. They just cut them in half and took them into our dressing room. They bought their own support band because they didn't realise that Cherry Red were going to supply a support band. And the manager came over to us and he said, "Oh, we didn't know you guys were going to be here. Do you mind if these other guys play?" And we said, totally, just 18 years old, didn't know which way was up, didn't have a manager or anything. And we just said, "Well, as long as we can play our full set, we don't mind." And he said, "Oh, no, Joy Division have agreed to reduce their set, so you could," which was like unheard of. And so the other guys went on first and did their bit, and then we went on and did ours. And I think it was sellout crowd for Joy Division, and there have been a lot of stuff about us in the local press, in the Morven Gazette. So there was and we had a really good time. We started to rehearse for the gig, and I can't believe now how hit and miss we were. Because most of the songs had only been written, you know, for 6 weeks or something like that. And we get together and have a practice. We practice once a week, come what may. And I think certainly from my point of view, I was only worried about whether my bass guitar was loud enough. And I'd gotten hold of a proper Rickenbacker bass by then as well, because I had a copy before. And we were just hammering it out. So approaching that gig, it was very worrying. And the day came, it was a Saturday. And we thought we had a lot of kit. We had guitar stacks, and Gary had loads and loads of keyboards and a stack of amps for his. And we had Rick had bought a Rogers double bass drum kit like Brian Downey had a Thin Lizzy. And we cockily took all our stuff into the Winter Gardens and we put it in front of the stage. And we were there in the morning, and we were just waiting and waiting for the Joy Division guys to arrive, and they eventually rolled up with two sort of articulated lorries, and it was like our stuff looks like matchboxes, and they brought this PA in. It's like the size of a house either side, and I said, "We just moved it out of the way in the end, just in the way of all these trolleys they were bringing." And they built these edifices of speakers at the front either side of the stage. And the floor monitors went down, and there was I don't know how many of them. And then they had side fill PA as well on the stage, which we'd never had floor monitors before, let alone side fill PA. And they set it all up. They did their sound check, and they came and asked us if it would be okay, you know, if the other band played as well. And so we've done all the sound checking. It's all done, and we're just waiting and waiting. I remember the fish and chip shop then in Grainwell was called the Golden Kitchen. And we all went over to the Golden Kitchen for something to eat. And then the time came to go on, and I got so nervous, and I just want it over with. We got so tense. And we got on the stage, and so the girls went, I said, "Hey, we're the Primal Screamers. Yeah, I hope you have a good night," or whatever. And we kicked into the first song. And once we started going, it was great. And it was kind of autopilot-y. And we had a really good response from the crowd, very supportive. Well, one of the things I remember most is two things. The first thing I remember, they had these spotlights on the stage between the monitors. And I think they're like aircraft lights or something. And there was one just to my left. And I remember it coming on, and I was looking at the fretboard of my guitar, and it was so bright, I couldn't see the guitar. So that was one thing. And then two lads started spitting at us, because as they thought we were a punk band, and they were dancing around like mad, and they all had the chains on and all the gear, and they were having a fantastic time, and they were spitting. It felt like people were chucking buckets of it, and it was horrible. It was just dreadful. And we hated it. We absolutely hated it. And I don't know how they summoned up so much spit. And we were on for nearly, good 3/4 of an hour. And so we finished our set and we just ran off, covered in this stuff. And we were told, Richard Jones came back, he said, you had an encore, but we didn't go back. We'd had enough of it. But and then we all had a drink and calmed down. I can't remember taking the gear home. I can't remember anything about the aftermath of it. But we're still talking about it now. And it's a claim to fame. So I can always say, well, we supported Joy Division, and people of an age are always like, never. So it was just brilliant.